This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The U.S. Treasury Department has officially closed the books on the auto industry bailout that began in 2008. It just sold its last remaining stake in Ally Financial. All added up, the U.S. lost just over $9 billion in the plan to rescue automakers and lenders. But as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, that $9 billion can be seen as a pretty good deal.
President Obama hailed the official end of the auto bailout as a roaring success, claiming that taxpayers did recoup the $60 billion loaned out under his administration. The Treasury's final reckoning, however, shows the bailout cost taxpayers about $9 billion out of a total investment of $80 billion. That's between Presidents Bush and Obama. But some say simply looking at money spent versus money returned is not accurate.
The cost of doing nothing was not free, and that's not taken into account in the government's $9 billion number.
Kristen Dietschik is a director at the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor. She says had the government let GM and Chrysler go belly up, taxpayers would have been out much more than $9 billion.
Transfer payments to individuals in the form of government assistance, we would have taken in less in tax receipts. There would have been less personal income because those people wouldn't have jobs.
Dietschik says the government-led bankruptcy and bailouts ultimately saved about 1 million jobs and helped the companies get back on their feet much faster. Dan Eikenson is a trade economist at the Cato Institute, a free market think tank. He also says a simple dollars in and dollars out analysis obscures the big picture.
If you call a bailout a success, then it becomes a viable option next time, and the debate over whether or not to engage in it will be stunted.
Eikenson says the bailouts effectively robbed Ford, Honda, and other automakers of the spoils of capitalist success, and that future bailouts will likely follow. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.